past 8 o'clock, BBC Radio 2. So, we've received a radio postcard from Gary Barlow, who is quickly becoming a friend of the show. A couple of weeks ago, we were joined by Gary and Andrew Lord Lloyd Webber, who revealed they're composing a song to celebrate the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. Now, as yet, there still aren't any clues as to who the performers will be, but it was Prince Charles who suggested that they get some inspiration from around the Commonwealth. So straight after coming on our show, Gary took a film crew and set out on a special trip. Jamaica, the Solomon Islands and Australia all within his sights. But first of all, here he is in East Africa with a little postcard for us.
Hello, Christopher. Mr. Barlow here. Right, we are in Kenya. Arrived in Nairobi a couple of days ago. This is the start of our journey to put musicians from all around the Commonwealth on the Diamond Jubilee song. We started at Treetops, which interestingly is where the Queen started her reign. She found out she was going to be the Queen right here. So I came here for a bit of inspiration to try and start and finish the lyric. I've done pretty well, and so we went on to a Maasai village after that, which was really crazy. Beautiful people, right at the foot of Mount Kilimanjaro, which brought back all sorts of memories. We then went on and recorded an African children's choir, which were really amazing. Beautiful kids, aged between 9 and 13. We got some really good takes with them. I then hooked up with a professional musician called Ayo, and he plays an instrument called a nyatiti, which is like an 8-string guitar. Really beautiful sound. It's really coming together. Next stop, Australia. Speak to you from there.